thanks for joining me on episode 944 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
I'm Dr. Sharon Grossman. I challenge you to invest in yourself, invest in others, develop your influence, and impact the world by using your time, your talent, and your treasures to live out your calling. Having the ability to avoid burning out is key. And one way to be inspired to do that is to listen to this, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my friend, Scott Mader.
To begin with all of this, when you're looking for these sorts of people that you want to bring in around you, you're looking to look for people that have similar values, similar goals, and have an agreement of kind of attitude and character that fits with each other. You're trying to bring on not just the best people, but also the people with the best attitude and character and values that fit with your mission and your message.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In today's episode about investing in others through stewarding your talent, I talk with you about building people around you if you want to build anything. I also share how this doesn't always mean you have to have employees, and I share some top ways you can build a team of advisors around you.
You've heard me talk about developing your talent, and one of the best ways to do that is through books. But if you're like most people today, it's hard to find the time to read. And that's why today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Go to inspiredstewardship.com/audible to sign up, and you can get a 30-day free trial. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from, and you can pick one and listen your way to developing your talents via Audible. That's inspiredstewardship.com/audible to get your free trial and listen to great books the same way you're listening to this podcast.
When it comes to being successful, you can actually do that all by yourself. But John Maxwell talks about having significance as always requiring other people and relationships. And the truth is that to really build things, you do have to build people around you, people that both will pour into you and that you can pour into. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean if you're building a business or something like that, that you have to have employees and you have to build this massive complex. But it does mean that you have to recognize that you need relationships with other people to build and grow your significance. Doesn't necessarily mean having employees, but it does mean having a team in some way, either formally or informally. When you think about that, when you think about building up other people around you and making them be more effective in helping you and you helping them, what are some of the things that you need to do and look at to be able to do that? One thing is you need to actually listen and consider other people's opinions and ideas as valuable. Doesn't mean you automatically assume they're right, but you have to give value to what they're putting forward. You have to be willing to listen and really hear what it is that others are saying. And beyond that, you also have to be willing to listen and hear and understand their unspoken things as well. What are the emotions and feelings that perhaps they're not sharing, but they're present? Pay attention to the mood of the people around you. Are you somebody that in building up other people, you build the positivity, or do you bring the energy down and put out negativity? As part of that, you also want to work to be somebody who influences people towards harmony, towards unity, and towards positivity, not towards negativity. You want to look for chances to help smooth things, not bring relationships more rough. And to be able to do that, you need to be clear in your communication. You need to be good at explaining things to other people in a way that is clear so that you can help each person not only build a relationship with you, but build relationships with each other as well, so that they can trust and cooperate with the other people in your circle. Again, whether this is a formal team or an informal team, you still need those cross relationships. Because out of those cross relationships has the ability of each person to share and learn and grow with the other people as well, which makes the information that you gain and the teamwork that you have and the synergy and the growth that you have continue to grow, because each person begins to pull up the next person. That allows more effective problem solving and communication within the team. Going back a step, to begin with all of this, when you're looking for these sorts of people that you want to bring in around you, you're looking to look for people that have similar values, similar goals, and have an agreement of kind of attitude and character that fits with each other. You're trying to bring on not just the best people, but also the people with the best attitude and character and values that fit with your mission and your message. Because you have to have a clear idea around what is your mission and your message so that you can attract people who are attracted by that. These are some of the ways that you can begin to build a team. And again, remember, this is whether you're building a formal team, people that you pay or hire, or an informal team, or a combination of those things. In all cases, you need to build relationships, not just with other people, but between other people, to begin to lift up and have more influence and impact on the world. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you like this episode on the stewardship of talent, you can go over to inspiredstewardship.com/talent and sign up for our 5-week series on the stewardship of talent. Or if you're in the U.S., you can text 44222 talent tips, that's talent tips, to 44222 and get those tips. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.